Chapter 17. We've been living in our new house for 7 whole weeks. That doesn't sound like a lot, but it was weird. My bedroom really felt like my bedroom now. Even though when I shut my eyes, I could still remember exactly how my old room looked, with the stickers on the wardrobe that were peeling off, and the glow-in-the-dark stars on the ceiling that Dad helped me put up when I was younger, and Issa's teddies all over the floor. I didn't feel like I wanted to move back. I liked pretty much everything about where we live now. Everything except, well, can you guess? Daniel, obviously. Nobody else seemed to have a problem with me, but Daniel kept ruining everything. Most of our class hung out together in the playground, and though Charlie was my best friend, we often played football with Philip and Jaden and Jessica. Once or twice, the girls on the table next to ours even asked for my help in science. Even Sarah, who is smart at everything. I'll give you an example of how Daniel made me feel miserable about a million pointless things. One Wednesday afternoon, Mrs. Hutchinson asked a question. It was a type of question that teachers ask when they know that the kids won't know the answer, but they ask it anyway just to see. She asked, "What is DNA?" The class was blank. I knew Mrs. Hutchinson had expected that, because she didn't look it disappointed. I knew what it was, but I didn't want to be a show-off. "Okay, does anybody know what genes are?" she said. One kid put his hand up and proudly said, "Clothes." "No," she said slowly, stretching it out, which meant she wanted other guesses. "Genies?" asked another kid, clearly unsure. Mrs. Hutchinson's face still smiled, but her hair and eyes gave it away. She was sad her class didn't have a clue about what genes were. I couldn't take it anymore. I shot my hand up. Genes are what make us what we are. They're like special instructions. They decide what colour our eyes are and things like that. And DNA is where the genes are found. Lots of them. Mrs. Hutchinson's hair sprang to life, like flowers that had just been watered. She said she was astonished at how much I knew about genes. I told her my parents were both scientists and it was kind of their favourite topic. Charlie gave me a high five, but then Daniel gave me a rotten look, and suddenly I wished I'd never said anything at all. Every time he glared at me or pushed me and Charlie around in the playground, it reminded me of what he'd said, that I should be kicked out and sent to a country I'd never visited. I didn't think he could be right, but if he wasn't, then why would Risa believe it was going to happen? At home, things were just as normal. Everyone was settled into the Ramadan routine and starting to plan for Eid, which was just around the corner. We have 2 Eids in the year, and they are the 2 best days of the year for me. The first, there's Eid al-Fitr, which was the Eid coming up, the one that is for celebrating what we fasted for a whole month for and had loads of reward points. And then, the second, is Eid al-Adha, just a couple of months later, which basically celebrates Hajj. That's when people go to Mecca on a holy journey. We have to sacrifice a sheep or something on that Eid, like Prophet Abraham did. But obviously, if you don't have a farm, you can't do it yourself. If I had to choose, my favourite Eid is the first one, because that's when I seem to get a whole lot more presents. Maybe by the second one, everyone's money has run out or something. I usually drop a lot of hints to my parents about what presents to get me. Please, can I have an Xbox One? Please. Okay, maybe it's not hinting. Maybe it's begging. My mum orders lots of the presents and Eid clothes online. But it's funny, because when the delivery man comes, she runs around the house going, "Ah!" and looking for her headscarf, which is never where she left it. It usually involves her hopping from room to room before sprinting upstairs to grab one and opening the door panting and apologising. Once or twice, she's even grabbed my hoodie and used it. The last time this happened, Marion pointed out that people who aren't Muslim must think that Muslim women wear their scarves on their heads all day long, even at home, because whenever she comes to the door, Mum always has one on. They must think Mum sleeps in it and showers in it and eats her breakfast in it. When Mariam isn't being Princess Grumpy Pants, she can be really funny. The thought of Mum showering her headscarf had us laughing for literally 7.5 minutes. I kept imagining her shampooing it and blow drying it, And then at dinner, out of the blue, Marion blurted out, "Shower scarf!" And I spat my food all over the table because I laughed so hard again.